It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch. Not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the big pitch radio show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining the Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter and follow us, both at Big Pitch Radio. Make sure you stay up to date on the latest and greatest happening here at this show. We are so blessed to be here today, and we just have a phenomenal show. Really, really excited. I'm Jason Gary, of course. Marla Tabaka is on a little bit of a hiatus just for today. She just got back from Florida, spending some time with Kevin and doing some assing on TV stuff, and so she's resting a little bit. She's a lightweight compared to Kevin, and I want her to hear that in this show. And so, but we do have Kevin Harrington. He's the original founder of infomercials, as you know him out there today, and also sort of the pioneer, and then also one of the original sharks in Shark Tank, and from ABC's Shark Tank. And I'm just blessed to have him here today. Hey, Kevin, what's up, brother?
Man, I'm doing great. Great. I'm up at in Orlando at the Global Pet Expo today.
Nice.
I see a lot of really cool pet products. So it's part of my curiosity overload factor being trying to hit all these trade shows. It's like number 15 for me so far this year. It's like really rocking and rolling, baby. I'm ready for today.
You know, you are a true trooper out there, man. And, you know, are you going to be out there with Harrison?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yep. We have a booth here. I've been with him the last couple of days, so we're cranking away.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. And I hope to hear back and give us some feedback on that particular show. And you just did a bunch of stuff with some great products out there for SCN TV. How'd that go?
Marla and I huddled for two full days. We had, you know, I take pitches everywhere I go. I don't care if I'm in a taxi cab, getting a massage, you name it. I'm taking a pitch, you know? So I took about 100 pitches over the last 3 days. And I love it though. It's my life. And you know, that's why I love Big Pitch Radio. Cause we get a chance to hear some opportunities, and, you know, we kind of whittle down some of the good ones and bring those to Big Pitch Radio. So that's exciting for today to, you know, to be able to talk to some of the real high level stuff. So, but yeah, Marla was great. We had a good time last few days down in Boca.
Good. Oh, Boca's nice. Yeah, we have got some good clients out that way, and it's always great to hear the good success stories down there. And so, well, let's get started today. We have a great show for you guys today, and, you know, we just love talking to entrepreneurs, and especially ones that are as successful as Ratmir. We'll talk about that in a second here. So let's talk about this. We have Ratmir Timashev on with us today, and he is the president CEO of Veeam Software. And Ratmir brings to bear more than a decade of entrepreneurial experience building, advising, and investing in successful technology companies. In 1997, he founded Alita, software provider of award-winning Windows Server System Management software. In 2004, Alita was acquired by Quest Software, and after ensuring the successful continuation of the Alita's products and strategy of Quest, Ratmir founded Veeam Software to provide data center availability solutions, CIOs, and IT professionals. Ratmir has earned his master's degree in chemical physics from The Ohio State University in 1995. It is a pleasure to have you on the show, Ratmir.
Thank you very much, Jason. Hello, Kevin. Glad you invited me to the show. Very happy to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. Before we get into, you know, what you're doing with Veeam and, you know, your specifically your experience with software and dealing with data centers and all that stuff, I want to go back a little bit. Where did you, where were you born and raised?
Yeah, I'm originally from Russia. I was born in a mid-sized city in Ural Mountains. It's called Ufa, U-F-A. It's east from Moscow, about hour and a half flight east. But I studied in Moscow. I grew up in Soviet Union, back then the science was very, very prestigious. A lot of my family was in science, so I originally selected a career as a scientist. But then when the Soviet Union collapsed, science didn't make really sense, and I decided to become an entrepreneur. I realized that I might be very good because I had to make money on the side while working on my PhD, because PhD didn't pay any money. And I realized that I might be good in, as an entrepreneur, but I thought that before I start my business, I need to go to America to learn capitalism. The best way to come was as a graduate student, because the school I came from in Moscow was a top science school and very prestigious and has very good reputation. So it wasn't very difficult for me to get into any college, and I came in 92 as a graduate student to the Ohio State University in the chemical physics program.
Hey, Rob, I went to the University of Cincinnati at Bearcat over here, so not too far away from you. How'd you like Ohio State?
I love it. Ohio State is a beautiful university. It's very big. It's humongous. It's very diverse. It's very international. It's very dynamic. And chemical physics was actually a chemical physics program that they have is one of the best in the country, maybe even in the world, the chemical physics graduate program.
Hmm. Very good. Nice.
Yeah, you know,
how'd you get?
I'll go. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Jason.
No, I was just going to say that when you came over from Russia, I mean, obviously that had to be a huge culture shock for you. What are some of the differences, advantages that you saw in Russia versus the United States, and then advantages in the United States versus Russia? I always like to learn a little bit about the cultural differences in terms of, you know, business, how it relates to business.
Yeah, absolutely. The cultural shock was tremendous, of course. Everything in the West, everything is different. I mean, the way you open the door, the way you look at people, the way you talk, I mean, everything is different. So the first 12 months were really learning cultural experience for me, but I was enjoying it. From the business aspect, of course, U.S. has a very mature business environment. Russia was just the building capitalism, so it was 92 when right after the Gorbachev opened up the borders and started creating this free economy during this transition from the communist economy to a free economy. It's Russia is still going on through all this pain, so after 25 years. But U.S. has a very mature rules. They are known, they are transparent. The court system supports businesses. There is a good infrastructure. So it's much easier, actually, to do business in the U.S. However, it's much more competitive. So in Russia, it's much more difficult to do business because lack of infrastructure and lack of many things. The competition is much less. So there are some pluses and minuses. Of course, the environment in Russia might look tougher, and it is tougher. However, the competition is less, so there are pluses and minuses.
Hey, Rodmir, what was the first, when you got out of college, what was the first entrepreneurial endeavor that you tackled?
That's a good question. I actually started selling computers. So I got my master's degree in physics, and I went into a PhD program, and I realized that I don't have enough money because I was already married and had my first baby, and I needed to work on the side over weekends during the summers, and I started selling computers, but computers didn't bring a lot of money because they were very expensive back then, especially for Russian businesses. In addition to selling computers, I started doing some construction work, again, during the summer and over weekends, just to support my being able to continue doing my PhD work.
Yeah, fantastic. So now your business, how does your business work now? What do you do on a daily basis?
On a daily basis, I manage the business. I manage all the aspects of the business. I manage sales. I manage marketing. And I have a great partner who takes care of the product. His name is Andrei Baranov. He's my partner, and we actually met him. I met him 30 years ago in 1985. We were roommates in this in the school, in the science school that I attended in Moscow. So I met him 31 years ago, and we became very close friends. I believe he's one of the most brilliant technologists that I've ever met in my life. I'm very lucky. So he creates brilliant products, and I just focus on the sales and marketing. That's our kind of division of the responsibilities. But sometimes I call him Steve Jobs of systems management because he knows exactly what our customers need. He creates exactly the product, the brilliant product that our customers need. And my job is very easy, just to sell, organize sales and marketing.
Yeah, you just said easy, and I'm going to say, wait a minute, hold that thought. So we come back, Ratmir, for a break, and we're going to talk a little bit about that because you say sales, marketing, easy. And most people are like, wait a minute, it's not, especially to the degree in which you guys have been successful. So stick around. You are listening to Big Pitch Radio, so bigpitchradio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter and follow us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You are listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter and follow us, both at Big Pitch Radio. I want to thank all the veterans and soldiers out there. They are the very brave men and women that protect the very freedoms that we get to enjoy on a daily basis. And so thank you very, very much. I had somebody tell me thank you the other day and as a veteran, and it's always good to hear those things. And so we are very blessed today. We have a great guest out with us, Ratmir Timoshev, on it. He came from Russia, a great background, great story, came over to the Ohio State University, and has now developed this wonderful company that is helping data centers all over the world stay operational for 24/7, and the company that they have is called Veeam Software. And so we were talking about that before the break, and you know, Ratmir, you talk about, like, it was funny, you were going into break, and I want to bring this up. But before we get into like sales and marketing and what you do and versus what your business partner does, tell us about Veeam Software and what it's all about.
Okay, yes, Jason. So in the last 10 years, the business world has changed dramatically. It used to operate from 9 till 7. Now all businesses, small and large, operate 24/7. People like customers, partners, employees need access to IT services, applications. For example, when you wake up, you want to check the weather, you want to check emails, you want to check your documents. When you go to bed, you do your some homework, last thing that you need to do for tomorrow morning. So you need access to data and applications 24/7. And that only happened in the last literally 5-10 years. So we call this world always on, and it's very competitive. What Veeam does is Veeam helps these small and large organizations ensure that their data centers are always on, the IT services are always available. Because if IT service goes down, Veeam can restore any IT service, any application, any piece of data within seconds and minutes. In 2015, we did nearly $500 million in revenue bookings. And we project $1 billion by 2018. We're very fast growing, and we are doing all that without any venture capital investment.
Robert, that's amazing. Certainly I see it in the entrepreneurial world. Everything's going virtual. I used to have 500 employees. I contract out all the things I used to employ internally. So I understand it's a 24/7 virtual world now. And I understand somewhere along the way you developed a database of quite a few customers. I'm not sure exactly if these are customers or accounts, clients, whatever, but like 130,000+ in your database. What does that number represent to you?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, most of the businesses right now are modernizing their businesses, and they use IT more and more to deliver services and products. So most of the businesses need our solutions. Currently, we have over 180,000 customers worldwide, and we are adding 4,000 new customers every month. Those are the customers, large and small, that come and purchase our software to install in their data centers to make sure that their applications and data and IT services are available to their employees and customers.
That's unbelievable. 4,000 new clients a month. You must have a pretty good marketing budget. Are you getting most of these off of the internet, or you're not able to go see each one of them every closing?
We're not trying to oversimplify 4,000 new customers a month, but that's pretty insane.
That's correct. You're absolutely right. We have a very large marketing budget, but also we build a very good channel. Our channel partners, our resellers, they put a complete solution for our customers. They help our customers to buy new servers from HP or Cisco, new storage from HP or Cisco, new technologies from Microsoft and VMware, and they bring Veeam as a complete solution. So that our channel partners, our resellers, are the ones who put the solution. So we don't have to touch every single customer. We developed a very powerful channel partner network. That's how we reach those 4,000 customers.
Did you do all the work to develop that channel partner platform? Because we're going to talk about, Kevin and I are going to talk about partnerships here in a minute, in a little bit here. But did you do all the work to develop the partnerships? And if so, why do you think you were so successful in developing that channel partner, the partner channel?
Yeah, of course. We, early days when we started the company in 2006, we realized that this industry which we operate, the data center, the cloud industry, is driven by channel partners because they put the complete solution together for our customers. So we immediately said, we are going to recruit the channel partners, we are going to do joint sales and marketing, we are going to provide great margins to them. And channel partners, they appreciate when you provide great margins, when you make sure that it's very easy to do business with you and you take care of them. So once they saw that the product works, the product is powerful, the customers are happy, they started selling our products, and they prefer to sell our products than our competitors' products.
Wow. And how? And so what did they see in you guys over any other companies? Before I get to that, what percentage of your – businesses is sold through channel partners versus direct to consumer?
It's actually 100%.
Oh, wow.
We don't take any deal directly. We help our channel partners. We work directly with the customers, but the order always goes through our channel partner, and channel partner always gets a margin for their contribution.
Mm. That's fantastic, and you see you plan on doubling your growth. You got over $500 million in revenue, and you plan to go to $1 billion. That's fantastic. And what do you attribute that to? I mean, is it more clients, or are they buying more of your services, or?
So basically, I'm frequently being asked how to grow a successful business. I think three things are most important: is to really focus on your core customers, the customers that that you built originally the product for, and continue investing in terms of product features, in terms of sales and marketing, with everything with the idea how to help your core customer. And our core customer is the ones who is modernizing their business operations based on IT, based on software, to deliver more products and services. Second thing is...
Hold that thought. I want to... we're going to get a break here in a second. I want you to finish up with those two things. Then I also want you to tell people maybe a mentor or a book that you recommend, and then also we'll give people opportunity here where they can find out more about your company when we come back. So stick around. We're having a great discussion with Ratmir Timoshev, and he's got a good company in Veeam Software. They help data centers all over the world, over 180,000 customers. They've done a great job building strategic partnerships, and it's been just a delight to listen and learn from him and what he's been able to do there. So we're going to do that when we come back. So don't go anywhere. Make sure you stick around. I know there's something to be learned at the back end of this break here. So very excited to have you here at Big Pitch Radio. Go to bigpitchradio.com. You'll be able to look at a lot of past shows we've had. I think we're edging up out of 300 shows. Hundreds and hundreds of guests and great guests, and today is no exception. So stick around. We'll be right back. BigPitchRadio.com.
Yeah.
Welcome back. You're listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter and follow us, both at Big Pitch Radio. And we're very excited to have a great guest on today. We're talking to Ratmir Timashev, and he's got a company called Veeam Software. And it's fascinating to see how you guys have grown to what you have grown to, and the types of you know, especially like the new growth coming down the pipe and everything. You know, so you're talking about three things that you think it takes to be successful at growing a company. You mentioned the first one. Give us the last two.
Yeah, again, the first one was always do everything for your core customer, the customer that already made you successful. So continue focusing on your customer. When you add features, think if those features are needed by a customer. If you do something in sales and marketing, make sure that it's designed for your core customers. The second thing is always stay to your core values. What made your company, what made your employees successful? At Veeam, for example, we have six core values. I'm not going to go through all of them, but being passionate is one of them, and working as a team is another one. And the third thing is be innovative. There is a good thing saying that only paranoid survive. So be very innovative in product, in sales, and marketing. Those things are the most important, I believe, in scaling. Not starting, but scaling your business.
Well, and Ratmir, obviously you're selling a good product because as you keep adding these clients and these affiliates or these partnerships you've formed on the marketing side have been very, very successful. I have a question on that note. When one of these partners brings you a new customer, do they get a one-time fee or do you cut them in on an ongoing kind of continuity basis? Do they receive any kind of back-end revenues on an ongoing basis as you continue to service and provide benefits to these customers?
That's actually an excellent question. No, they get both. They get a one-time fee because we sell a license and they get a margin from the license, but also they get ongoing margin from the support that is being sold to a customer for the following years, for the year, first, second, third year. In addition to that, they can use Veeam platform to provide additional services, and those services are monthly. So that's a third component. So licenses, ongoing support, and also ongoing support and services. And the third component is ongoing services because they can use Veeam platform to provide services such as backup in the cloud and disaster recovery in the cloud. Those are additional services that are starting to be very popular in the market, and Veeam helps it very easy to build these services for our channel partners.
Yeah, I love that. I think that so many companies, they look at that marketing cost as a cost, and once we get the customer, it's our customer, we're not going to pay any more money. And I think this is one of the reasons for your big success here. This is why you're getting 4,000 new customers on a monthly basis like that, because you're paying these guys, you're looking at them truly as partners, and exactly. And giving them compensation all the way along the way, not just one level, two levels, a third level. It's amazing. I really like your structure and basically the strategic thinking that you have in bringing this business to the table.
Absolutely.
What any mentors? Can you name like one mentor that? I mean, you probably have a lot of them, but can you name a mentor in your life that's been instrumental in getting you where you're at today?
Actually, when we were building our first company, Aelita Software, in 1997-98, we had a great venture capital firm, Inside Venture Partners, out of New York. They're a very well-known venture capital firm. I highly recommend them. And two of the guys, Mike Triplett and Scott Maxwell, that working at that firm, it was 15 years ago, were on my board at my first company. And they helped me a lot. They mentored me a lot. One of the things that I learned from them is that in technology business, the most important when you are just starting, and that's my advice to people that are thinking about starting or just starting, the most important thing is three things. again, as you notice, I like to go by three.
Right.
Three bullet points. That's the right amount. First is to be successful, to build a successful technology business, or maybe any other business. You have to be in the right place. That's the first thing. You have to be at the right time, and you have to create a brilliant product. If you do these three things, you will be successful. And by the way, most of the most famous technology success, most successful technology companies such as Microsoft, Google, Facebook, Skype, and others, they were not the first. They were at the right time, at the right place.
Yeah.
Like Facebook. Facebook wasn't the first. Google wasn't the first. Microsoft, Apple wasn't the first. They were at the right time, at the right place, and created a brilliant product. Of course, I always say that sales and marketing are number four and number five bullet points. Still, if you get the first three points, you will be successful, regardless of sales and marketing.
No, it's very good. And, you know, we only got a couple more minutes, but any book that you recommend out there that you read that you thought, boy, this is impactful?
My favorite book is Inside the Tornado by Jeffrey Moore.
What is it called?
Inside the Tornado.
Okay.
He has two books, Inside the Tornado and the second book, Crossing the Chasm. I don't remember which one is the latest, but the ideas are the same. It's by Jeffrey Moore.
Jeffrey Moore?
Yeah, Jeffrey Moore, Inside the Tornado.
Yep.
And the second book is Crossing the Chasm.
Great. Well, you know, it's just been great to hear, you know, again, some of the differences between Russia and the United States. Do you feel like, before we go here, do you feel like we talked to a lot of, you know, immigrants that come over here to the United States and are very, very successful in business. Do you feel like sometimes Americans take for granted all the opportunities that exist in the United States?
That's a good point. But we built, it really helps me with my background. I lived in Columbus, Ohio, 14 years. Now I live in Greenwich, Connecticut. I lived in Europe. I was born in Russia. So it really helps me to build a global international company. And that's what Veeam is about. Veeam has 2,000 employees. We're truly global international companies with offices all over the world and executive management all over the world, not only the U.S., I agree. Sometimes it is for granted. It's much easier to do business in the U.S. because of all the infrastructure and other support, the legal support, than in other countries.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, we don't realize how much we have, and we notice that. And so, it's been a true pleasure, Ratmir, to have you on here at Big Pitch Radio. We hope you've enjoyed your time. Why don't you tell people where they could find out more about you and what you're doing and let them know that.
Sounds good. Please go to our website, www.veeam. It's V like Victor, double E, A like Apple, M like Mary, .com. Thank you very much for having me, Jason and Kevin.
Great to have you, Ratmir.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We congratulate you for all your success. You're just doing a phenomenal job and your continued success.
Thank you very much.
I think a lot of people have a lot to learn from that. And, you know, my first exposure to Russia was Ivan Drago and Rocky. And I've come a long way, Kevin, from that experience and learning from different people. And you know, it's been fantastic having you on the show, Ratmir. And we hope that you'll come back and join us again sometime.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. And I'll reach out to you. We'll find out what kind of companies you're looking for, because Kevin and I are always – recognizing different technology companies, and if we could find one that would be a great add-on to you, we could definitely let you know about that.
Sounds great. Sounds fantastic.
Super.
All right, buddy. Take it easy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Good
night. Great. Well, it's perfect, Kevin. What a great opportunity. We'll come back. That was fantastic, Kevin.
On his way to $1 billion. It's amazing. He's at 500 plus million, knocking down 4,000 new clients a month. It's just it's spectacular.
Especially business clients. I mean, that's what's fascinating. It's 4,000 new business clients a month. It's fascinating. When we come back, he built his entire business off of partnerships. And one of your quantum entrepreneurship you know, discussions out there at Talking Points is two partnerships, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. I want to get into that. So we'll do that when we come back from break. Kevin will talk to partnerships and spend a few minutes on that. We'll banter a little bit back and forth, so that should be a lot of fun. So don't go anywhere. You are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. This is our last segment. I'm here with Kevin Harrington, original Shark and Shark Tank. Just had Ratmir keep us up. He was talking about a lot of cool stuff. And right now, he talked about one of the things Ratmir did a great job of was building strategic partnerships. And Kevin, you got a Quantum Entrepreneurship segment around partnerships. Why don't you talk to that a little bit?
Well, so you know, in the steps to building yourself as a key person of influence, we've talked about quite a few of these steps over the last number of episodes. We talked about building your brand, raising your profile. We've talked about creating a perfect pitch. We've talked about productizing before. One of the steps that is very, very powerful, something that I've used for many, many years, is partnering. And how to build your business through partnerships. So, for example, I'll go back to some of the earlier ones I did, and I can talk about some of the later ones if we have time. But back in 1994, I just sold a company that I had started back in the 80s, and so I was sitting there looking, you know, for the transition of where am I going to go from here? And I was in the business of finding products and putting them on television. So when you know, you have to go back that many years ago, 20 plus years ago, and think, okay, so who has products that are flowing on a regular basis where you could get access to that flow? So that's how your mind starts. Like, in the business you're in, start thinking who has the assets that I want, right? And so that's what I started thinking. I want products. So who has product assets? Well, Home Shopping Network did. So I actually approached Home Shopping Network to form a joint venture. The concept being, let me get access to the product flow that you have. HSN puts 50,000 products a year on Home Shopping Network. Out of the 50,000, it isn't the 80-20 rule where, you know, 20% do 80% of the business. It even whittles down further. They have a Tony Little that'll do 70 million there. They have a Jennifer Flavin that will do 75 million there, right? So they have, you know, some of these superstars. And so I started zoning in on some of these big successes that HSN had, and I'd watch Tony Little sell a product, and not every single product that he had was a grand slam, but every now and then he'd have one that would do 10x everything else. And so that was the product I focused on. So, and then we'd sit down with Tony and say, okay, hey, let's do an infomercial on this one, right? So, so in other words, let's let HSN, you know, my partner now, and that was the deal that I cut with them. You guys have all these products. You're only running them on Home Shopping Network. Let's take the biggest winners from HSN and take them everywhere else. Let's take them into retail distribution. Let's take them international. So we took the first deal I did when I got there, August of 1994. Tony Little goes on the air with a product called the Ab Isolator. It was selling about 10,000 pieces a month on HSN, 100,000 plus a year, give or take, right? Let's call it 100,000 units a year. He goes on the air, just killed it. It was huge. It was literally 10x what had been happening, 10 times the sales of anything else that morning. Grabbed Tony, and I said, let's do an infomercial on this. And we did the infomercial. It's called the Ab Isolator infomercial. We shot it, and that product went to 80,000 pieces a week, literally within 90 days. So That's the power of partnerships.
It's insane.
How do you take something at $100,000 a year to $80,000 a week? That did $350 million in sales. And this was just the very first taste for me in forming some big partnerships. And you know, so think about it. You know, I looked for somebody with some big assets, HSN. You know, think big, you know, go for the gusto, right? So, you know, we just listened to Ratmir talk about, you know, how he does big deals with some of the big companies himself. So, you know, partnering is a big thing. And, you know, I'm doing some mobile business now. And, you know, I wanted to launch a mobile app. And, you know, I said, well, what's the best way to launch a mobile app business? Go to a company that has a lot of mobile phones. And I went to Sprint. So that was...
Let me ask you a question. And we got to run here in just a minute. But let me ask you a question. For a young company that doesn't have a lot to leverage, real quickly, what would you suggest they bring to that conversation that will help them secure a big partnership like that?
So the first thing you do is surround yourself with a dream team to build up your own resume. Yep. So you may not, you know, you've got to have some experience, some knowledge and some background in the business, but bring a team together that presents itself very powerfully to the people that that you're pitching. So even when I went to Sprint, I had no mobile experience, et cetera, but I brought a dream team together. I brought the former president of L'Oreal Beauty to the table, and I brought a big, you know, a big SEC legal group to the table, et cetera, et cetera. So it's, you know, I think the important thing is don't think you can do everything by yourself. And that's, you know, building this dream team is part of the steps of becoming a key person of influence also. But in creating these partnerships, it's don't be afraid to leverage your background to a dream team's background, to the partnership background, et cetera, and things, magical things can happen. Jason, you've seen it, I've seen it, and you know, I think we've all lived the life. And hey, it's sort of like this whole world of, you know, minorities that get into marketing contracts with other folks. The you know, a minority or a former vet that's got some connections has opportunities to bid on government contracts and things like that. Sometimes you have to partner, and mm-hmm. you can't do it all yourself. So there people have, you know, the real thing is who has the assets that you might be able to utilize in a big way. That's how it all starts.
And sell them and tell them why it's important for them to part with you. This is great stuff, Kevin. And it's just talking about dream team. You're on my dream team, man. And I'm just so blessed. Way under stress this enough. I mean, Kevin, in my mind, is, you know, to me, the man of entrepreneurs. I mean, again, he's a humble guy, but you know, you are the most prolific business starter and that I've ever met. And I just am so blessed to learn under your tutelage. And so thank you for that. What a great show today, Kevin. What a great dovetail into this partnership. It's exactly right. You know, get yourself a dream team. Get out there. Listen to guys like Kevin and Ratmir and get yourself out there and get active and get going. You ever listen to Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. We've been blessed to have you here today. We'll see you guys on the next show. Kevin, thanks a lot, man. Great show, right?
You bet, buddy. Always a pleasure, Jason.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. Have a great one. Get active, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye now.